This recording, Shanxi 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the inchy goose began to struck around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in China, Shanxi, China. My hometown is Taiyuan. It's the capital of Shanxi. And I started to learn English when I was in junior high, just like the other people. So right now I've been learning English for 7 years, and I stay in America for 1 year. And right now I'm studying theater, although I have no experience. In China, I've been traveling a lot. Traveling a lot. I've been to Qingdao, Shanghai, Beijing. I've been to Beijing a lot because Taiyuan is close to Beijing, and other places like Xihu, you must know that. Just some places near Shanghai and Nanjing, Tianjin, something like that. My hometown is very peaceful. I love it a lot. Like, I think in China, like everywhere is like that. Although maybe Beijing and Shanghai is a little bit more busier, you know, but still, people's life are very relaxing. Like, in the morning when you're going to school or when you're going to work or something, you can see people are practicing, you know, where they're exercising, play Tai Chi in a park. And people are very, I think, like, people may not have as many things as American people have, but they are having a very good life. They enjoy their life a lot. China, I think everywhere is very crowded except those desert. There's somewhere, but it's very crowded everywhere. Although my hometown is very crowded, but still it's very crowded. It's like it has 3 million people. So yeah, American people may not like there, but it's still, I love it a lot. So here is a very old poetry from an ancient poet. His name is Li Yu. 春花秋月何时了？往事知多少？小楼昨夜又春风，故国不堪回首月明中。春花秋月何时？I forgot.